I hope you've enjoyed our course on mindfulness for the treatment of anxiety. I hope you found it interesting and that you'll be able to apply some of the things that we've discussed in your own clinical work. I have one request. In any way that you choose to apply these things, please trust your own clinical judgment first. I'm often asked by people, you know, where do I get trained as a mindfulness-oriented psychotherapist? And I usually say, don't. Get trained as a psychotherapist first. Get good supervision, gather some clinical experience, because I much rather, if I had a friend who I was sending to therapy, I much rather they see somebody who has a good, well-rounded understanding of psychopathology and a well-rounded understanding of psychotherapeutic techniques. Rather see that person than somebody who has a lot of experience with mindfulness but doesn't understand the clinical realm. Because in all of the different techniques that I've suggested, it's really important to think of who needs what when, and that you use your own judgment, your own sense of your relationship with your client or patient as a guide for that. The other thing that I'd encourage you to do is practice mindfulness. We haven't been talking about this as the main thrust of the course, but mindfulness helps us in so many ways as a therapist. For one thing, it helps us to be attuned to whatever's happening interoceptively for ourselves. And the way that we experience empathy, the way we connect to another person, is essentially through mirror neurons. It's essentially through me watching you have an experience, an emotional experience perhaps, and I feel that emotion or something like it in my own body. And it's by feeling that and being attuned to that that I know what you're feeling and I have a sense of connection to you. And we know from study after study that it is precisely that capacity for connection, for empathic resonance, that is so important for successful outcomes in psychotherapy. And my experience is doing my own mindfulness practice goes a long way toward helping to train me to be able to be present and connected to the clients that I work with. Finally, mindfulness practice can help you to think more clearly about what you're doing as a clinician. Because with mindfulness practice, we just don't take our theories quite so seriously anymore. If you're used to watching thoughts come and go like clouds passing through the sky, well, same thing with psychodynamic theory, same thing with CBT techniques, same thing with existential or humanistic psychotherapy, same thing with our conceptualizations of medicines. These are just conceptualizations. None of them has a firm handle on the truth, and it can help us to be much more flexible in our work. Not to mention happier ourselves and to have an easier time managing our own anxiety. So with that, I wish you many, many mindful moments.